Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a terrific idea to call me whenever anything's on your mind, whether it has to do with holidays or relatives or basically anything that's on your mind is perfectly okay for around here. We answer questions. I can remember going out for lunch with a reporter several years ago. And she'd sat in on the program, and she said, well, why would people call you about what to buy as a wedding gift? why? And I said, well, I think I'm sort of like your next-door neighbor that's kind of tuned into stuff. And so whenever you have a question about anything in particular, just go ahead and ask.
And you're always willing to help.
Yeah. And I'm also willing to admit when I don't actually know, you know, something about it or refer you someplace else. But then we have Google. For that, for everything. I mean, imagine the world without Google. It's interesting to watch how much cell phones in particular, but also computers in general and Google are playing into like how movie plots.
Yeah.
That you can sort of see a movie plot that was done like 15 years ago that they'd had a cell phone, the whole plot would have fallen apart. Or if they'd been able to have a computer. I mean, it's just amazing how much technology has changed. Our lives, not to mention our cinema lives, our real lives and our real lives at the same time.
So. We rely on it so heavily now.
Yeah. And when something goes down, I mean, that's when you realize how much you really count on it. Mm-hmm. You know, when you leave for example, you leave your cell phone behind or your cell phone isn't charged. And now whenever you go someplace, you have somebody who's wandering around with their little plug trying to plug in their cell phone.
Yeah. And then you sit back and you wonder, you know, I found myself doing this too, where you sit back and you wonder, how did people survive without cell phones, you know, or how did people survive without, you know, television? But it's kind of, you don't really miss what you've never had.
Exactly.
That makes sense. Yeah.
All right. So here's a problem that I don't even know how to Google it. All right. Here's my problem. Let's see if anybody can help me with this. And it may not be, and I know it's not earth shaking, but it just, a bunch of years ago, people, for some reason, gave me slippers. I have Floridian slippers, you know, with pictures of Floridian on them. I have ones that are elephants, for reasons that are not very clear to me. And probably my fave are little piggies. They're little pink piggies, and when you put them in, it's like piggies lying on their back, and their little snout is facing you, and their little paws are upset, you know, are sort of facing up toward the ceiling, and they're my comfort shoes, you know, whatever I'm feeling, I don't know, whatever my feet are cold, which isn't very often. I wander around barefoot a lot. I put them on, and I put them on, and what I realized is that there was stuff all over the floor, and I didn't actually make the association until, you know, maybe an hour or so ago. So I looked at the bottom of the slippers, and they're not new. And the sole, which is kind of a non-slip surface, is abraded. So they're falling apart. So the top of them, the piggy part of them, is just adorable and fine, but the sole is falling apart. So I'm trying to figure out what I could do. And I was thinking about like putting some tape around them, but that's going to get all over the piggy part. So I'm trying to figure out, I may have to just sort of hang them up or, I mean, but there's got to be some solution, don't you think?
I would think so, yeah.
I just can't figure out what it would be.
Me neither. I'm actually
because it, and I have to stop wearing them because it's getting stuff all over my apartment. It, you know, it, like little, it almost looks like the stuffing from pillows, from like a really old pillow. Yeah, so it's a mess.
Kind of like the cottony looking stuff.
Yeah, except this is like the foam rubber.
Okay.
But yeah, so, and I mean, I was thinking, well, I could just get some clear tape and tape it around that, which would make them a bit slippery. But the problem is that the tape, you can't just stop it because the little pig part, the little pig pelt is right attached. I know these are tragic issues. I mean, this should be the worst thing that ever happens to me, right? But I mean, I really do love these and really don't want to to give them up for Lent, but I'm afraid I may have to. So, all right, that's my issue today. All right, so let's look at today. There was actually one really interesting thing about today in history. Well, there actually were a number of things about today in history, but there was one in particular that that Maddie put together for me today, which I now have to find because computers are great. You just can't necessarily, they don't necessarily go on your time frame. Which is, did you know, if I asked you where the YMCA started, what would you tell me if you had to guess? But you already know.
Yeah, I already know, but I never, before I put together the show prep this morning, I never would have guessed that.
I mean, I think most people would have said the States, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not. Yeah. It was established in Montreal.
Yeah, isn't that something?
In 1851.
That's crazy.
Which is a lot. That's a long time ago. That's it, what, 164 years? Is that right?
163, yeah.
Yeah, 163, almost 64 years. That's so there
crazy.
You go.
Montreal.
Montreal.
Of all places.
Formidable, yeah. Soccer blue. Speaking of which, in 1905, the law separating church and state is passed in France. Pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Long time ago.
Yeah. 99 years.
The Downtown Athletic Club Trophy, which was named, do you know what it was named?
It was later named the Heisman Trophy, which is
true.
Very,
it was awarded for the first time.
Yeah.
The first winner was Jay Berwanger of the University of Chicago. I have actually seen the Heisman Trophy. I've actually touched it with my little hand.
Really? What was that like?
It's big. And it's, I guess it's brass. I don't think it's gold. Maybe gold plated.
Okay.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's just a big old trophy, but it was.
Did you lift it? I heard it's pretty heavy.
They were. I don't think they were in favor of me lifting it, but I did get to touch it.
That's pretty cool. I'd like to.
Yeah, I mean, there are things like that, you know, because people, things like that, you know, are icons, right? And they have mystical powers. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Brown Christmas was first seen in 1965. That's hard to believe it was that many years ago as well.
Yeah.
That's 49 years ago, almost 50. Charlie Brown will be 50 next year.
And did you know that the high school that I attended, St. Paul Johnson in St. Paul Johnson High School in St. Paul, Minnesota, was also the same alma mater as Charles Schulz, who created Snoopy.
I didn't
Snoopy.
Know that.
Yeah.
Did you read the thing, like The World According to Peanuts? There was somebody who did a whole kind of political overview of Peanuts and what he was really talking about.
I don't think I've seen that.
It's a very interesting book. It was considered. I think Charles Schulz said it was not. You know, he kind of decried it, but there was this whole idea that this was. You know, that Charlie Brown was really sort of a lost soul, and it was about redemption and all sorts of things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't what Charles Schulz said it was. But, you know, I mean, look, that's the thing about art in theory, is that you can look at it and see whatever you want to see into it.
Yeah.
And in 1979, the eradication of smallpox was certified, making smallpox the first and to date the only human disease ever driven to extinction.
And it would be great if we could add a few more to that list.
Yeah, well, we get close, and then people decide not to get not to get inoculated, and things pop back up. Like tuberculosis is back, unfortunately.
No, that's not good.
So in sort of less cheerful news, we've got more things to protest. Activists say Chicago police are using stingray eavesdropping technology during protests. I don't know. It seems to be eavesdropping during protests. That seems a little less odious to me.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you know, because it's a public forum and sort of, I mean, there have always been informants. That for some reason doesn't bother me nearly as much as spying on people when they're in privacy, you know, in their private places where they don't expect.
Right.
In a protest, I mean, you're yelling and screaming. So, and the idea that people could hear you, for some reason, that doesn't particularly upset me.
Yeah.
But there, a victim of police forfeiture who told the story to media was arrested immediately thereafter. Oh, geez, there's more stuff to process. But luckily, it's National Pastry Day.
Yeah.
855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about a really cool company. It's Casper.com, like the ghost, C-A-S-P-E-R. Three guys have created an outrageously comfortable mattress, and here's the best part. They'll give you 100 nights to sleep on it. Totally risk-free. If you don't love this mattress, Casper will pick it up in-home and refund you for everything. No hassles. The holidays are here, and you deserve the gift of a great night's sleep. That's what you get on a Casper mattress, and the only place to get this mattress is at Casper.com. You're going to love it, getting the best night's sleep you've ever had. Hey, don't get ripped off with a store-bought mattress that will set you back a few $1,000s. Every size Casper mattress is totally affordable. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping and returns from Casper.com. For an exclusive offer, use my referral code, Dr. Joy, to get $50 off toward the purchase of your Casper. Casper.com, code Dr. Joy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ron, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Appreciate it. I need your help. I've got a 13-year-old kid, and throughout the years of his schooling, I've repeatedly heard from his teachers things like he has problems with focus, has problems concentrating on work, completing tasks, all those classic things that you might tend to associate with attention deficit. And we see those same things at home as well. Any assignment that he's given, it just takes him forever to do it. Long and short of it, I'm going to be taking him in to have him tested. But I'm really concerned because, you know, his grades are marginal. And I wanted to know your opinion on, you know, what approach have you found works? If this is in fact attention deficit, do you recommend medication? No, or is there?
Well, there are two really strong schools of thought about this, Ron. It's somewhat controversial, so it's hard to get people to be particularly reasonable about it. But given the fact that he's 13, which means he's probably what, in sort of seventh or eighth grade.
That's great.
Pardon?
Seventh grade.
Yeah, and he's age appropriate. And I think certainly a 13-year-old, you get involved in the decision making. When this is usually first identified is when a kid is 4 or 5, and so it's a different kind of ball game, because I don't think you necessarily get a 4 or 5-year-old involved in the decisions about medication and behavior and stuff like that. But a 13-year-old, I think it's crucial. So I would go and have the evaluation, but there are really two different schools of thought about it. One that says, well, we really need to be on medication because what we need to do, and Ritalin is certainly the classic drug of choice in this particular diagnosis, and which is, interestingly enough, kind of a fake speed. And the question is, when somebody who is a little hyper, why would you put them on speed? And nobody has ever come up to my satisfaction with a satisfactory explanation, except that it seems to work. And so that's one possibility. And I think that if that's part of what the diagnosis and the recommendation is, then I'd include the 13-year-old and I'd say, look, would you like to try this for a while and see if it makes it easier for you to focus? That you're obviously a bright kid, and sending you, I mean, school is your job for at least another 5 years. And if this would make it easier for you to focus, is it worth trying? Are you willing to do that? Because if you don't, what he's going to do is say, I don't want to be on drugs. I feel weird. Other kids will make fun of me. So it's really important to get him involved in compliance. The other possibility is what's more classic behavior modification of saying, okay, yeah, you may have a hard time focusing, but let's figure out ways of doing that. For example, a metronome in the old days was one of the things that they used to help kids focus, because it has such a specific kind of time, you know, time frame to it, and it's like, you know, it's a ticking clock essentially, of helping the kid focus that way. So I think what you need to do is find a therapist or find a neurologist, whatever it is, a pediatric neurologist that you trust, you have some confidence in, and say, can you talk about the different approaches, the pharmacological versus the behavioral, and then get your son involved in what he thinks he'd like to try and see how effective something is.
Have you found, like, long-term that, because this is all new to me, have you found, like, long-term that people can go on to lead successful lives and that type of thing in the work, areas of work later on?
Absolutely. I mean, it's really one of those interesting things that the diagnosis of attention hypersensitivity, attention deficit disorder, ADHD, you know, they're all essentially the same thing. I mean, the diagnosis in one form or another has been around for maybe 20, 25 years. But you have to understand, presumably, that people experienced the same kind of hyperness, for lack of a better term, before, and some of them go on to be incredibly successful, and you've heard successful people sometimes interviewed saying, you know, that I had a hard time in school, and you know, if I'd been diagnosed, they probably would have put me on Ritalin. But I mean, so yeah, I mean, with or without medication, with or without behavior modification, that school is a very specific kind of behavior. There's now, the term has now been expanded to include all sorts of things that I'm not sure are appropriately umbrellaed under the term of people who have a difficult time in relationships. So I think that it's a symptom rather than a diagnosis, if you will. And people are going to disagree with me about that a little bit. But I think what you do is to go and see what the neurologist said, get your son involved with the various options, and understand it's certainly not in any way a statement that says that he's not going to be a functional human being.
Okay. That's what really has me, you know, worry. I'm thinking, you know, not only today, but down the road, you know, if we're having this much of a challenge at this grade of focusing and completing tasks and taking tests.
Well, but my guess is if you find that, I mean, one of the things that, is your son able to focus on anything in particular?
He loves art. He can focus on that all day.
Exactly.
Long.
So, and see, that's one of my set of distinctions. It used to be when people would come to me and say, I think my kid needs to be on Ritalin, I'd say, can he sit in front of the TV set for a half hour without wiggling? If the answer is yes, then I think that you may have a dyslexic problem. you know, reading the transposing letters so that kids don't read very well. And if you don't read very well in school, you're going to get a little agitated. And if you have a certain amount of energy to begin with, you're going to be a pain in the neck. I think an awful lot of class clowns are probably ADHD kids who figured out a way to compensate because they couldn't read very well. These kids quite often can do things like art because it doesn't require transposition. They do very well at math because looking at a three backwards, it still looks like a three. So, you know, you need to make sure that the diagnosis is clear, and that I would certainly point out to your son that school is a very specific kind of modality. It requires very specific kind of skills. But you're only in school for a while. You're not in school your whole life. And a lot of people who didn't do well in school do just beautifully in life. And a lot of people who do very well in school don't necessarily. So there, it's not an easy correlation. But I think what your job as a parent is to help your son understand what his strengths are, understand what things are not so strong. Is there a way of strengthening those, whether that means medication or behavior mod or a different kind of focus, and help him to sort of go forth into adulthood being able to do the things that he enjoys to do, that he enjoys doing, that he's good at.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the input, and we'll go from there.
Cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, when we were talking about teenagers, I think they got to get involved in the decision making. Yeah, as opposed to young kids, because with teenagers, if your kid isn't involved, it's doomed. I mean, it's going to be just one more thing of the kid feeling that he's being pushed around and just one more thing to rebel against. Let me also mention or sort of emphasize another couple of things. The only study that's ever been done, and to my knowledge, there's only been one study that was ever done that correlated success in school with later success in life, and it turns out there's an inverse correlation, and which it shouldn't be terribly surprising, in that the factors that are really important in the first, especially if we talk about elementary school, junior high school, and high school, or middle school and high school, that it's really following rules, if you think about it, it's memorization, it's thinking in a linear way, as opposed to life, which really rewards people for thinking outside of the box, taking leaps, thinking about things unconventionally, so, which isn't to say that we should ignore school, because a lot of self-esteem issues are directly related to how successful we are or unsuccessful we are in the early years of school. So as parents, as I said, I think our job is to be cheerleaders, help our kids find what they're good at, and if they're lucky enough to be good at school, that's great. If they're not, help them find something else. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Via Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglaze Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the national chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. So nobody's come up with my little piggy problem solution protocol. Piggy problem protocol. Alliteration in prose is poor. we've had an email that's been kicking around a little bit, and I sort of been putting off answering it, not because I didn't know the answer, but because I wanted it to kind of be more. Well, you'll see. All right. So, Manny, lay the email on me.
All right. The email says, "Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. I was wondering how you felt about telling your kids about Santa Claus and how far to take it. My son is 7 and is curious, asking questions, but still believes in him. I feel so terrible lying to him, so I always try to redirect or sidestep a direct question. What should parents do? I don't want to give him the idea that I tell stories. Thank you. Love your show.
Yeah, this is a real dilemma, isn't it, for a lot of people? And they're, you know, for our generation, for our parents' generation, our grandparents' generation, they didn't even think about it, right?
My sister's actually kind of dealing with the same thing because she's got a 7-year-old.
Too. All right, so 7-year-olds begin to ask the questions usually because they're in school. So, and 7-year-olds notice things like there are several of the big guys on different corners, right? That so there's one in Macy's, and there's one with the Salvation Army bell, and there's one at Kmart, and there's one sometimes at the school. And so kids will say, well, you know, which is the real one? And that one's pretty easy to answer. You could just say, well, you know, that the big guy would have to have helpers. All right, so here, let me tell you how I – well, you remember that, yes, Virginia, there's a Santa Claus, and that it was – you know, that the idea being that the spirit of giving unselfishly is part of all of us, and that's a spirit. That's not going to work real well on a 7-year-old. Let me just tell you that up front, especially if the kid's name is not Virginia. In fact, I think we're putting up on Facebook, you know, what's your version of it, or what's the acknowledgement that you have? Because I think different people have different senses of it. I'll tell you how I dealt with it, which is, I'll tell you, a way not to deal with it. I was in San Francisco, and I worked for KGO, and KGO had both a radio and a television division, and worked for both. And at one point, KGO at some point decided in a moment, somebody must have been drinking, that they had a thing where they did the watch of coming over the North Pole, and at one point they decided to shoot the big guy down with a missile. You cannot believe they did it. I mean, it was like at 1 o'clock in the morning or something, and that was the way that they justified that it was just kind of a joke, that everybody would be in on the joke, except that parents and kids went literally ballistic on it. I think somebody actually lost his job over that one, which is taking things a bit far. Do you know what the first real our notion of it was from Coca-Cola? Do you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So at any rate, but moving forward. Here's how I explain it. At one point, when my daughter was 7, she was on the phone with her grandmother, and the question was obviously, did Santa Claus come to your house? And my daughter's response was, nobody sent some stuff. And I thought that was perfect, because she and I had really never talked about it per se. And I think one of the ways to deal with questions that you really don't want to answer, whether it's about the big fella or about sex or anything else, is say to the kid, well, what do you think? For example, if you're, first of all, by the time kids are asking, they usually already know. And so they're testing you as much as anything else. But it still is a dilemma, because there is something kind of charming about it. But as our correspondent said, you know, who wants to be caught in a big lie? So when a kid says, well, what do you think? I just say, well, what do you think? And the kid, and then find out, you know, where your kid is on it. But my daughter had clearly evolved this sense for herself of being a bit skeptical, knowing that that our chimney was just, we had a chimney, but the likelihood of somebody actually fitting down that chimney was not very high. But she believed, and I don't know if it was the U.S. Post Service or the reindeer or whatever, so she worked it out for herself. And I think that's a perfectly reasonable way for parents to do it. I think, and the question is, what movie was I watching? Oh, I know. It's a very odd movie. It's called The Captive, which I don't really recommend. But at one point, we're talking about the Tooth Fairy. And the Tooth Fairy is saying, and the little girl is saying, if the Tooth Fairy can really come and take my tooth and give me money, couldn't she get me out of this dilemma? You know, aren't there better things for a fairy to be doing with her magic? So what I would do is, and you look, if you think about it, you've got much larger issues than the guy, you know, the big guy. And you hear me not sort of using the term, because I know kids do listen to the program, and I don't want to take away anybody's mythology that doesn't want to take it away, whether it's a parent or a child. But there are ways of getting around basically all of these things, and the easiest way, my thesis advisor said, just because somebody asks a question doesn't necessarily mean you have to answer it. And I think that's one of the ways of dealing with it, of, well, what do you think about it, and you know, tell me, you know, how it would work, and that's a perfectly reasonable thing to do. But as I said, usually by the time kids ask, they already know. Someone said, no. So... And then you can sort of also, but when the kids asking and you're asking what they think about it, you can also do the, yes, Virginia, there is spirit lives in all of us. I mean, look, if you think about it, it's not only the big fella at this time of year. You've got to do things like heaven. You've got to do things like the new movie Exodus has got God as a child, as a little boy. If you take your kid to see that movie, which is it's a very brutal movie, don't take young kids to do it, but there's going to be some discussion about that. And to a certain extent, discussion is actually getting back to our phone call about my kid and doing well in school, that at some point we actually do want our children to question. We just don't want them to question us. That's where they're going to start. That's where the questions are going to start.
Yeah.
We want them to question authority. We want them to question laws that are moral or not moral. We want them to question whether or not the CIA should be torturing people. And we want them, part of a democracy is asking questions and holding people accountable. But it's amazing how much we just don't want them to question us. So this is just part of it. But as you hear that my classic way of dealing with any of these questions is say, well, what do you think about it? And because then you'll have some idea. You never learn anything by answering a question, right? You learn by asking a question.
Right.
So does that help? Does that help you and your sister?
I think it will. I'll have to pass that along to her. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and it's a benign way of dealing with things. I've also this is the time of year that there's one of the stories that Manny put up today is a woman putting her wedding ring in one of the kettles and saying, you know, buy somebody something. I don't know if the Salvation Army is actually in the business of pawn shopping, but nevertheless. But there was a wonderful story a couple of years ago. Someone actually called the program. And the question was, and it was really a great call because it was without self-pity. And these questions can sometimes get a little bit, you know, a little bit treacly, for lack of a better term, of a woman who was saying, how do I explain to my kids that there's not going to be much Christmas this year, that both of us have been out of work. We both have jobs that start in January, but, you know, we just don't have the wherewithal to do Christmas this year. And I said, well, you know, I think that we've lost that sense of what Christmas is really about. And whether we look at it historically, we look at it in the United States, that it really is a time of, first of all, it's the winter solstice. It's people coming together and saying, okay, the way we're going to survive is to band together, to sort of share what we've got and be kind to one another. I just saw a great documentary called Antarctica, A Year on the Ice. And it's terrific. It's one of those documentaries. I think I gave it 5 stars, and you know me, I never give anything 5 stars. But it's the notion of how people come together and literally band together to survive. Now, these people are in Antarctica voluntarily, but still, they have 4 months where the sun never comes out. And you can't go outside. I mean, for me, the idea of going to Antarctica at that moment instantly evaporated. I'm not going to be inside where you can't see outside. Yeah. And what was really interesting, among other things, was that it was much harder for them to have the 4 months where there was no dark, there was no night, than it was the 4 months where there was complete night, which was interesting. I mean, you'd think the opposite, and so did they.
Yeah.
But but the idea being that this time of year is the time that Christ was born in August, not December. So we celebrate Christmas because it overlaps with the solstice and the coming together. And so what I explained to this woman is that that doesn't have to be about things that you can use with your MasterCard. But what listeners heard was, we want to help. And the way I found out about some of it is that I actually got an email from somebody at the post office where he listened to the program, or I guess, I don't know if he heard the program, he knew the program. This woman and her 3 kids had come down and had gone shopping for this family. And he said, and for some reason, I guess we gave out the address or something. And he put the postage on it. That was his Santa Claus part. So, 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-3756-9, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-3756. Did you see the thing about TGIF and the drone?
Yeah, I mean, my goodness.
All right, so here's the story.
Painful too.
I mean, the story is kind of it has so many elements, but it kind of spells stupid. Okay, here's the deal. At TGIF, they decided to use those little drones. Have you seen those? I mean, I've tried them at Toys R Us. I think they're really fun.
I have yet to see one.
It's the same technology as the motor controlled airplanes and helicopters that they've had for, you know, for at least, what, a decade, maybe longer than that. But they're now called drones. All right. It's the same technology. All right, so they're using it at TGIF, and supposedly it's got mistletoe on it. And the idea is that they fly it over some couple's head and that they talk about mistletoe mischief. Okay. So this one apparently landed on this woman and took off part of her nose and cut her chin. She was not amused.
Ouch.
Yeah. Their response was, well, she flinched. She would have been okay. So much
don't
for an
flinch,
apology,
don't
folks.
Flinch. That's their response.
Yeah, apparently so. When in doubt, just hold still. Yeah, it's apparently that flinching is what causes all the problems in this life. But, I mean, I thought that was their, that was kind of a measured response. I mean, it was her fault. So there we go.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's, as I said, the news is not, this is not a good news day. We already said that, all right, the TGIF one is not much fun. That the police are spying on protesters. That one seems to me, during the protests, I mean, that seems to me a little less, like, duh, what do they expect? Mm-hmm. But here's one that's alarming. Half of doctors listed as serving Medicaid patients are unavailable.
Yeah, how about that?
I mean, I don't think that's okay.
That's not okay at all.
I don't think that's okay.
No.
All right, so let's talk. So I would protest that.
Yeah,
I would,
totally.
You know, it would seem to me.
Too.
Listen,
I've never
I'm
protested
one of those people.
Anything.
Exactly.
That's something I would.
I would. Yeah. That I'm one of those people who thinks that everybody, when they graduate high school or 18, whichever comes, should serve at least a year, maybe 2 years, in national service, because I think it's a way of instilling patriotism, of universality, of people getting to know people outside of their own neighborhoods. I don't think it has to be in the. I don't think it has to be the Army per se. It can be building homes or feeding people or helping with the infrastructure or planting trees in parks, whatever. I mean, and people can learn new skills, and have some kind of income during that time and maybe credits to go to school or whatever. So I'm one of those people who believes that. I also think that any physician and probably psychologist as well. That anybody who is in a healthcare position should have to spend some of the time dealing with a pro bono, whether you're a lawyer. I mean, I think anybody, a professional, I mean, we're professionals get the best of our society. They get the best education. They get paid well. And I think that there should be some pro bono work that everybody should do. So, but I think doctors saying that they take Medicaid and then not taking it is not okay. So I would protest that.
Yeah, totally.
I would not go to that kind of doctor.
Well, and it's like, how do you trust a doctor that's, you know, how do you trust anybody that's involved with that if they're giving, basically, because they're basically giving you false information.
Yeah.
If they're saying that they're providing that or if they, you know, serve that and then you find out that they're not, I mean, that's just, how do you.
It's cheating.
Yeah, it totally is.
And, I mean, you don't want your lawyer to cheat. You don't want your doctor to cheat. You don't want anybody to cheat. I agree. I think it's not okay. All right, so let's hear what other people are protesting since we've now got our dander up.
Yeah, well, one person says, and they wanted to remain anonymous, they said, I want to protest that 99-cent stores are no longer selling goods worth 99 cents.
Well, not only worth 99 cents, but they're not, the 99-cent stores around here are not 99 cents anymore. And they all say and up. And I think the cheapest is like $1.29, which is, if you figure about it, that's a 20% increase.
Yeah.
Or actually, it's a 30% increase.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
That's a lot. Yeah, no, I agree. I love the 99-cent stores. Yeah. And I didn't know that they were all over the country. But they're, I agree.
Yeah.
That they're, it's not okay to call yourself 99 cents and just meaning that all the numbers end in 99.
Right,
they all have
exactly.
digits in front of them. Yeah. Not okay.
You can't be a 99-cent store if you're selling things for $1.99.
Yeah, and $5.99 and $6.99. Yeah, and a lot of times they're not marked, which is even worse.
Right.
And they don't. I think they only take cash.
Oh.
All right, we're protesting. All right, yeah. What else you got?
Store loyalty cards to get the sale price. That's what Corinne says.
I agree, and I'll tell you another one of my pet peeves, which is gift cards that have that sort of have either a service fee on them or a amount of time, and it's you don't know. So you have something you think is worth $50, and by the time you take it in, it's worth like $28. That's not okay. I think that's cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, well, we have administrative costs.
Yeah.
You don't have any administrative costs. I have the card. I haven't used it. There's no administration in that.
Right. Yeah.
Whatever. I'll tell you one of my pet peeves, which is not, you know, I don't know exactly what we protest it. Life insurance policies that you pay into and the cash value is less than what you've paid into it over time.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even understand how they can do that because they've had, like, that money.
Right. And it's like, well, what have you been pumping all that money into?
And what the response is? Administrative cost.
Oh, of course.
I have something that I've had a policy that I've had for like 11 years. And it's worth literally a third of the money I put in. I don't understand that.
Wow. That's...
All right, keep going. Well, you can hear. We've got our dander up. I don't even begin to understand that. It just seems to me a scam.
Yeah. Brad says, unfair profit-making red light cameras.
Red light cameras?
Yeah. I think what he's referring to is the cameras that can catch people that...
Oh, you mean keep... All right, so read that again.
He says, unfair profit-making red light cameras.
Oh, see, I'm in favor of those, and I'll tell you why. I'm a pedestrian, and there's always some yahoo who's running a red light. So I am so much in favor of those because you're going to kill me sooner or later. And, you know, I do look both ways, but cars coming out of nowhere going through a red light is just... I think you guys... should be, you know, I believe in the death penalty for that. Okay, I'm exaggerating a little bit.
That is actually a scary thing, though, when you're walking and you see, even when I'm driving and I see people just, you know, going right through those red lights because they're trying so hard to, you know.
Well, and we're not talking caution. I mean, right. We're not talking about yellow lights, which is scary enough, but these are red lights who've been red. So, I disagree with your disagreement on that one. I think that it's scary.
Yeah.
So, as far as I'm concerned... draw you and quarter you. All right, now you can protest me. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hey, guys, I want to tell you about a really cool company. It's Casper.com, like the ghost, Casper. Three guys have created an outrageously comfortable mattress, and here's the best part. They'll give you 100 nights to sleep on it. Totally risk-free. If you don't love this mattress, Casper will pick it up in-home and refund you for everything. No hassles. The holidays are here, and you deserve the gift of a great night's sleep. That's what you get on a Casper mattress, and the only place to get this mattress is at Casper.com. You're going to love it, getting the best night's sleep you've ever had. Hey, don't get ripped off with a store-bought mattress that'll set you back a few $1,000s. Every size Casper mattress is totally affordable. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping and returns from Casper.com. For an exclusive offer, use my referral code, Dr. Joy, to get $50 off toward the purchase of your Casper. Casper.com, code Dr. Joy.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. Go Foods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. Go Foods is there when you need it most. Feed your free to package is available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.